Hello and welcome back. Today we're going to talk all about how you become more resilient. So, definition of resilience. Well, it's your ability to recover readily from adversity, right? Your ability to recover from or adjust easily to misfortune or change. Or you could say it's an ability to bounce back from loss, defeat, setbacks. And obviously to bounce back stronger, more powerfully, more resourcefully than ever before. Resilience in psychology is the positive capacity of people to cope with stress and adversity. And this coping may result in the individual bouncing back to a previous state of normal functioning, or using the experience of exposure to adversity to produce a steel-like effect and function better than expected. Yeah? Other commonly used terms which are closely related within psychology are psychological resilience, emotional resilience, hardiness, resourcefulness, mental toughness. Let me ask you a question. Has something in your life recently thrown you off balance? What is your stressor right now? Just think about your life at the moment. Maybe it's something to do with your team, trying to keep your team positive with so much adversity going on. Maybe it's to do with generally your business or your financial status. Or maybe you're just burnt out. Maybe you're just tired. So how are you handling your particular stressor right now? That's the real question. Because we all get stressed out. We all get caught up in overwhelm and anxiety and lower states. And all of this creates this stress in our lives. So we get overwhelmed by endless amounts of stuff. We end up sweating the small stuff. And we tend to have this long recovery time from setbacks. But the fact is, like, getting thrown off balance really helps you to grow and become strong if you embrace all of these things and don't run away from them. Plants that have to survive in harsh environments tend to be much hardier. And you'll know that any time in your life when you've really struggled or your back is up against a wall and you showed that resilience, you showed that character, you had to dig deep inside, right? That's when you grew stronger. That's when you evolved. That's when you moved on to another level. So, for example, say you're overwhelmed by this endless to-do list or whatever you've put down as your stressor. Ask yourself this question. What level of discipline, resolve, and resilience do you need to have? So think about your stressor or maybe other things that are going on in your life that are weighing down on you. And let's take this resilience test and see how you measure up. Now, what I will suggest to you is that before you jump in and answer it straight away, be mindful that the results in your life that you're currently seeing, showing up in your life, will determine your accurate levels of resilience here, right? So there's the level that you think you're at, and then there's actual reality. And of course, you can pause the recording whenever you need to. So I'm going to ask you to rate yourself from 1 to 10 on all of the following. Now, 1 is lower end of the scale, where very poor, where you struggle, where you really get stuck in this stuff. Yeah? And then as you move up towards 10, the higher up you go, the more you move towards having a world-class level of resilience. Okay. So rate yourself here. In a crisis or chaotic situation, I easily calm myself and focus on the big picture vision. Go ahead, rate yourself between 1 and 10. I'm highly optimistic. I see difficulties as temporary setbacks and fully expect to overcome them. Go ahead and mark yourself at a 10. Next. I adapt quickly to change. I'm good at bouncing back from defeats. Now remember, when you're scoring yourself, Have a look at your results, what's actually going on in your life. So rate yourself between 1 and 10, 1 being really not very good at this. The higher up you go, the better you are at being able to adapt, to change, and bounce back. Next, I'm playful. I find a humor in tough situations and can laugh at myself. Rate yourself between 1 and 10. I feel self-confident, appreciate myself, and have an empowering self-image of who I am. I am a master of my emotions. Feelings of anger, frustration, and disappointment never last long. Score yourself. I successfully use my past wins to overcome obstacles in my present circumstances. Next, I'm very persistent. I hold up well during tough times. And next, I can be creative and innovative. I can think outside the box. I'm very flexible. I feel comfortable with my ability to adjust my course when necessary. So just take a few moments now and just look through your marks and give yourself an overall score. Just add them up there. You can pause the recording if you need to. And obviously, if you are 80 or higher, then you are world class. And clearly, your life reflects this and you're living the life of your dreams. Between 60 and 80, you're definitely above average. You keep bouncing back stronger than before. Between 40 and 60, well, you're average. You waver, and the results that you're currently getting absolutely reflect this. And then below 40, you just keep going into meltdown and you just can't seem to shake off that negativity. You can't seem to recover fast enough. It's just one thing after another after another. It's almost like it's the underlying state that tinges everything, right? Okay, so how'd you do? Is there work to be done? Okay, we're all a work in progress. There's always work to be done, right? You've got to constantly extract the learning, the positive lesson from your experiences. Do you ask yourself, what is the lesson here? With something that's gone wrong, something that hasn't worked out, a strategy that's not working, something negative that happens, do you actually ask yourself, okay, what's positive about this situation? What early clues did I ignore? How can I do this differently the next time? You see, learning lessons in the school of life is the antidote to feeling victimized. Finding these lessons can convert a situation that's emotionally toxic into something emotionally empowering. And when you turn it around, you'll notice that, wow, you feel so amazing, so much more in control of your life because you can control the meaning to events. If you can find a powerful lesson, then you can take away the emotional charge. So the great leaders, the most resilient of people, they convert misfortune into good luck and gain strength from adversity. So you can literally ask yourself, what is a powerful lesson here for me and for my future? What's good from this situation? What's the gift? And of course, a great example, Thomas Edison, I never fail at anything. I successfully find ways that don't work. And remember, it's always to do with the thoughts that we hold on to in our mind. How do we internalize these thoughts? Do we hold on to them and turn them over and over in our heads, investing all of our attention into them, splitting our attention? Remember when I talked about being in the now? Our attention is almost always split. These negative thoughts are like punches that connect and hit us and we go down. But can you let it go and get back up? So this is one of the key areas to success. And to the degree that you can reduce your recovery time from a setback or a defeat will be the degree of your success. The obstacles will just bounce off you because you just face the challenges, you face the fears, you just go right into them and you build character. You build strength of mind. You're focused on the goal. You ignore all the opposition. And that is the core trait of the superachiever mindset. When you look inside your mind, is your mind supportive? No matter what it is that you want to do, do you have these positive messages constantly streaming through your consciousness? Do you feel deep down that connection from yourself? Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. It determines how much you learn after something goes wrong. It really does allow you to align with this higher part of yourself. And that way, you're just going to be guided. You're going to get direction. When you tap into your inner wisdom, you'll be prompted as to which direction to go in. And then you use all of these tools to make sure you get to where you want to go once you've got that direction. But that connection with yourself is like your rock solid security. If you have it, you'll develop this unshakable belief. It'll be like being in the eye of the storm. You just have a complete confidence and trust in your higher self and a close relationship with your innate intelligence. So you're really relying on that wisdom and guidance and security of your intuition. And throughout time, whether it's people like Buddha who talked about your thoughts really controlling your environment, controlling your world, what we think we become, to Socrates saying the unexamined life is not worth living, all the great philosophers, authors like Viktor Frankl, Holocaust survivor, artists or poets like John Milton, all of these people talked about this wisdom within, and how you were thinking is what triggered this connection, and what thoughts you were thinking would determine whether you connected with that or disconnected from your source. And the more disconnected you are, the more unhappy you are. The more connected, the happier, more fulfilled, and more enlightened, ultimately, you're going to be. And naturally, it works beautifully in business. The more connected you are to that power inside, the more successful you're going to be in your business. There's something mysterious about success, or so it can seem. It can often come quickly and unexpectedly. Very often when you've just recovered from a defeat. And yet if you take a closer look beyond all of the so-called failures, your success was inevitable because you persisted. And that's the thing. I mean, people just give up too easily when if they just had kept going the extra mile, success was just around the corner. So your efforts and your actions and your dreams and all the energy you expend, your investment of time, your courage, and of course your persistence will never ever go unrewarded. You're sowing the seeds for your future, and what you sow, you're eventually going to reap. So there's something about just sheer persistence. When you know exactly where you're going, that will just take you there. I love this quote from Big Arnie, who says, "Good things don't happen by coincidence. Suppose a person takes the risk and fails. Then the person must try again. You can't fail forever. If you try 10 times, you have a better chance the 11th time than if you didn't try at all."